It's Wednesday night, and that means it's time to catch up with head coach of the Bartlesville football team, John McKee, during the John McKee Show, as we're live from Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. Special thanks to Taco Mayo and OK Federal Credit Union for bringing you the John McKee Show this evening, where we preview Bartlesville's game this Friday and talk about all things Bruin football. Let's head out to Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall with the coach. It's the John McKee Show on K1. Hello and welcome to Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. Hope that this Wednesday evening is finding you well. It's the John McKee Show on AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Evan Farbach with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee. Bruins coming off their second straight victory. Bartlesville beats the Pulpa this last week 51-28. And coach, two in a row. It's a winning streak, I guess.
You could call it a winning stroke, a winning streak. if you want to factor in the forfeit that we got from Capitol Hill, that's three in a row.
Yeah, so, yeah. Trey Stump told me officially you guys are 4-3, not 3-3.
That is correct.
He was the official decider. So the Bruins improved to 4-3, 2-1. No, actually 3-1 in district play with that victory over the Chieftains on Friday. And coach, before we get into this week's game, and by the way, if you were listening and weren't sure, Bartlesville will play Bixby tomorrow night. It's a Thursday night game, fall break across most of Oklahoma, so most teams in the area are going to be playing on Thursday instead of Friday this evening, so we're actually previewing tomorrow night's ball game against the Bixby Spartans. But before we get there, your thoughts on the 51-28 and a fourth victory of the year over the Chieftains this past Friday.
Well, I thought that we executed really well at times on offense. You know, I know that, Sepulpa is not a Muskogee or an Owosso or one of those teams, but they've improved. Coach Bork's doing a great job, and they're headed in the right direction. They've got some athletes all over the field. Their offensive and defensive lines are going to get better, but I thought we played really well at times, offensively and defensively. I know defensively we gave a few busts here and there, and we had the kickoff return for a touchdown, and they got a cheap one late, but for the most part, I thought we played really well defensively.
Running game really got you guys going offensively. Mm-hmm. Both Joe Lard and DeAndre Young had good nights. Joe was 18 rushes, 105 yards, his first two touchdowns of his career this past Friday. DeAndre Young, 14 carries, 78 yards, and a touchdown as well. And that was only really playing in the first half.
Yeah, I mean that's true, and that didn't even dawn on me that was Joe's first two touchdowns, mm-hmm. but that's absolutely right. But yeah, running game is much improved. It's getting better, and I think a lot of that has to do, you know, we've had some injuries in the offensive line and shuffled guys around, and I think we're finally getting some continuity. You know, I talked to Mike Tupa about this earlier on in the week, and those guys are feeling more comfortable with one another. They're starting to communicate better, and just playing off of each other. And anytime you can get an offensive line that has some continuity to it, and they feel comfortable with one another, they just play better and they execute better. So I think we're getting there.
Garrett Meidel, also not a bad day running the football, 5 rushes for 44 yards, his third rushing touchdown of the season, which I think leads all your rushers, so he's showing some athleticism as well.
Yeah, he's a tremendous athlete, and we've known that from the, you know, since the beginning of the year, and we even knew it last year. But, you know, I talked to Mike about this also, but for Garrett, I think, you know, the game is starting to slow down a little bit for him. Because you know he was thrown in the fire, had a really good game that out the gate against the McAllister team, and then you know went through the injuries and kind of slowed him down and took a step backwards, if you want to say that. But he's feeling more comfortable. He's getting in a groove. He got in a groove the other night and played, you know, threw some really good balls. So he's progressing really nicely. And Braden Mayhew, I thought, stepped up for us the other night offensively, made some tough catches over the middle, and he's becoming that other guy that we can go to So, you know, people do want to double Archambault, then we've got other guys that we can get the ball to.
I wanted to talk about Braden, but let's talk more about Garrett for a second. He looks a little streaky to me. When he gets on a roll, mm-hmm. he can really start to fire on all cylinders. And every once in a while, I think at the very beginning, his first two or three throws were kind of off. He missed Braden over the middle in what was kind of a dangerous throw, and he missed another what appeared to be an easier one in the flat. But once he gets clicking, then all of a sudden it kind of locks in, and he'll make 4, 5, 6, 7 really solid throws in a row.
Wow. Well, welcome to trying to coach 16, 17-year-old kids. That's just the way that they are. Like you mentioned, once he does get in a groove and he's feeling comfortable, and for him and with most kids, it's an attitude thing. It's a mental thing. Once he feels comfortable and he's attacking, he's really good.
How has your guys' week of practice? How has things been the last 3 or 4 days?
Yeah, I thought we had some good practices, just like we did last week. So I'm excited about tomorrow night and going up against a very, very good Bigsby team. We go down there last year. We weren't supposed to win a game, and we went and played really well. And I told the kids today, this group, this is an opportunity for them to go do something that they're not supposed to do. They have a chance to go beat a team that they're not supposed to beat, because nobody in the state of Oklahoma is going to pick us to win this game. So, but it's an opportunity to improve on what we did last week, and see if we can go, move forward and try to beat a good football team.
And we can talk about Bixby this year and what we have to look forward to tomorrow evening in Bixby as the Bruins take on the Spartans. By the way, listening to the John McKee Show, Bartlesville head football coach's radio program here on K1, live from Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. But you referenced the game last year, one of the bigger victories, I'm sure, in your career here at Bartlesville High. What do you remember from that game? I know that you guys fell behind early. It was an upset. No one, I'm sure, picked Bartlesville to win that game this past season. Really put you guys in the driver's seat for the district up until a fumble late in the game at Booker T. Washington. But that was a big victory for you guys right in the heart of that district schedule.
No doubt. I mean, that was a big victory for us and for this program. The thing that I remember from that game is, as you mentioned, we got down early, but the kids kept fighting, kept battling, and managed to claw our way back in it. And then, of course, we come out of halftime that I believe, if I'm not correct, it was a 21-21 tie at halftime.
Sounds right.
And then, Nate Hansen with the big interception and returned it, and that kind of turned the tide in our favor. And we kind of rolled from that point on.
I know that Kemar Gray had a touchdown in the second half as well. Mm-hmm. And it really it got you guys really pulled away in the third and fourth quarters by a couple of touchdowns, if I remember correctly.
Absolutely.
Last few minutes there.
A.J. Parker had a really, really good game last year in the second half. Their receiver cabinets kind of got the best of them in the first half. And A.J. was visibly upset at halftime, and he came out and locked him down and shut him down the second half.
I think he had an interception on one of those little slant routes. They kept on getting it right underneath him like 3-4 times in that first half, and he stepped in front of one in the second half, if I remember correctly.
That is correct.
We can circle back around to the Spartans, like we said, coming up tomorrow night, Bartlesville at Bixby. You touched on this a little bit earlier, but Braden Mayhew with 5 catches and the Bruins' 51-28 win over Sepulpa last week. How big is it to have a second guy that's going to come up and really challenge defenses in the secondary?
Well, I mean, it's huge for us, because if teams are going to play Archambault, a lot of them tried to play and put a corner in his face and a linebacker walked out and then a safety over the top, then somebody else in our receiving corps got to step up and start making some plays for us. And Braden made a bunch of those plays the other night, especially, making, like I mentioned earlier, making some tough catches going over the middle. Was really proud of that, and he's emerging as another go-to guy.
And you mentioned that, he plays the slot, and sometimes he has to make those catches in traffic, mm-hmm. and he's also not the biggest guy in the whole world, but shows a lot of gumption to catch those balls when he's got some people bearing down on him.
No doubt, and that's sometimes that's to his advantage, because when you get in our bunch set, then you kind of lose track of him, and so that plays into our favor a little bit.
How tall is he, really? think he's listed at 5'5", if I remember correctly. Yeah, yeah, right.
No, he's Braden's 5'6", 5'7".
Okay.
Yeah.
Only allowed 21 points on defense. We talked about the kickoff return. Seven of those points were against your number twos when I believe they had their ones in. So that's really just 14 points given up by the number ones. And I think that's something that's kind of snuck up on people the last 3 or 4 weeks even. You can go back to a few losses there. When your defense is in a position to make some stops, they've really been able to do so, even against some of the best in this district. When you're not giving your opponent field position at your own 35 or 40, the defense looks pretty good.
Yeah, when you're not turning the ball over 5 and 6 times a game, that also helps a little bit too. But yeah, I mean, you know, offensively, we put our defense in some tough situations, especially early on. But we've eliminated some of those. Again, we're feeling more comfortable. The game's slowing down, so we don't have as many turnovers as we had early on in the year. So anytime you can, you know, possess the ball and move it and don't put your defense in bad situations, they're going to be successful. And they've been playing really, really well.
You talked about A.J. Parker's play at the corner spot last year. Colton Williams, I thought, had done really well the last couple of games. And he was someone that I remember saying his name many times against the Sepulpa last week. He's kind of picked off where A.J. left off. He broke up some passes. He's got a few picks. I know he's got a fumble recovery on the season as well. He's been really big for you guys on defense.
He has. He's emerged as that, you know, kind of our lockdown corner guy, and he's gotten, you know, gotten better this year, you know, and a lot, I think a lot of that has to do with him just getting eaten alive and just getting beat up and worked every day in practice, because he's the guy that has to go against AJ Archambault every day in practice, and AJ, you know, it doesn't cut him any slack, and that's okay, because he's going to be better for that.
Bartlesville beating Sepulpa last week, 51-28. Bruins 4-3, 2-1 in district play, and they'll take on the Bixby Spartans, another 4-3 and 2-1 district team coming up tomorrow night right here on K1. We'll take a first break of the program. When we come back, we'll talk to our player profile this evening. We have Bartlesville senior safety and wide receiver Matt Simpson in Garfields in the Washington Park Mall, and of course, we'll preview the Bruins and the Spartans coming up tomorrow night later on in the program as well. You're listening to the John McKee Show on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
For a great lunch or dinner, check out Garfield's Restaurant in Washington Park Mall. From burgers to steaks or seafood, Garfield's has something for the entire family. Garfield's is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Whether you're entertaining a client, taking a break from shopping, or wanting something different and great, go to Garfield's Restaurant in Washington Park Mall.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Welcome back to Garfields in the Washington Park Mall. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville head football coach John McKee, and also Bruins safety senior wide receiver Matt Simpson with us this evening. Our player profile. Matt got here nice and early. I think you were the earliest arrival of all of your teammates, so that's got to be some kind of an advantage for you. Matt, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, tell everybody your position, although I think I already did that, your number, how long you've been playing football, all that good stuff.
I'm Matt Simpson. I've probably been playing football around 13 years. I moved here from Texas when I was like around 8 years old. Came here playing football, flag football, all the way up to tackle, and it's just been fun.
Now, you've been more of a guy in the secondary than a wide receiver this year, though you've been getting an increasing number of snaps, it appears, on the offensive side of the football. Really have been someone that's big for this team in the secondary. Yeah. You've come up and made several big plays, big tackles, big hits. Talk about the difference between last year and this year and position changes and things like that.
Last year, I was more injury prone last year than this year. So last year I had to fight some injuries and back up Nate and Dave because they were doing an awesome job at safety. And also Nate had some injuries as well. But this year I'm having to come down sort of like an outside linebacker and fill in those run gaps and stuff. And secondary, I can always improve on that. So.
And I know that, so this is really your first year starting on defense, but you look like a veteran out there. I mean, you're somebody that is a senior. You're one of the seniors on that side of the football. And do you feel an obligation to lead a little bit on that side?
Yeah.
Because you got some younger guys. We talked about Colton Williams. Cody Winters is another safety who's been really good opposite you in the secondary. What's your role like this year versus last year, aside from just playing more?
Well, I feel like some of those guys look up to me since I'm a senior, and I feel the obligation to lead him around and tell him what to do when it comes down to those pressure moments.
How much better has the last 3 weeks been than the first four or five?
Oh, they've been so much better. Practice-wise, we've got together as a team, and we've just been working at it.
Obviously, a big game tomorrow night, and we'll talk with Matt Simpson about the Bixby Spartans here in just a second, but we'll talk about some off-the-field stuff. Matt, plans for next year, do you know what you'd like to do?
I just love to hang out with friends. Like, over the summer, I'm just going to get as much friend time as I can and then go off to college.
Do you have any idea where you'd like to go?
Right now, I'm looking at OSU, probably.
You have Cowboys, Pokes in the family?
No.
No?
I'll be the first to go to college.
Now, you've got an orange shirt underneath your jacket there. Is that an Oklahoma State shirt?
Yeah, it is. It's
so is that who you cheer for in the Bedlam series there?
I'm kind of neutral. I don't like because I'm a
neutral. That doesn't seem to really fly. I think that's a cop out. I think you're gonna have to. If you go there though, you'll have to pick Oklahoma State, right?
Yeah, I'll be obligated.
And you had on a fire safety shirt. Is that something you're interested in, or is that just a shirt?
It's just a shirt.
Just a shirt. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Talking with Matt Simpson, Bartlesville senior safety and wide receiver for the Bruins as BHS gets set to take on Bixby on Friday night. Matt, favorite hobbies outside of football?
It has to be friends. Spending time with my family is probably one of the best hobbies I have.
What do you guys like to do?
We like to just watch movies together. We have to go do bowling and stuff like that.
What's your high bowling score?
I want to say it was 215.
Wow, that's pretty good.
215
way better
the best
than what my high would be. Coach, what's yours?
98.
I usually break 100, but I think my high is like 165 or something like
this
that.
This is when, like, two summers ago, I would bowl like almost every other weekend. So.
So what's your favorite sport outside of football? You play basketball too, obviously.
It would probably be basketball.
Do you like basketball or football better?
I like football better.
Are you just saying that because Coach McKee's here?
No.
Okay.
I love football.
Talking with Matt Simpson here before the Bruins take on the Spartans on Thursday night in Bixby. We talked a little bit about this before the program, but it sounded like the win over Bixby last year was something that really stuck with you. What do you remember from that game?
I just remember being down and then Coach at halftime telling us we're still in this game. We're not out of it. We still have two quarters left and that we still need to fight. And it's not just physicality, it's heart as well. And I feel like we're in the same position right now, and we have the possibility to do the same thing.
You've got three really tough games coming up in district play to round out the season. You've got Bixby and then Sand Springs and Booker T. Washington that rounds things out. What's your guys' mindset going forward?
We have to work as a team. On both sides of the ball, we have to execute, and we have to just be physical with everybody that we play with and punch them in the mouth.
Bartlesville senior safety Matt Simpson. I think that's a good place to leave it because Matt Simpson's been punching a lot of offensive players in the mouth thus far this season. Matt, did a great job. Really enjoyed watching
you
on both sides of the ball and looking forward to seeing you against the Spartans tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Matt Simpson, our player profile this evening. We will take a break. We'll come back and we will talk about the Bruins and the Spartans as Bartlesville gets set to take on Bixby. Bruins third or fourth district game of the season, depending on who you ask, and we'll preview it coming up next on the John McKee Show.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Making good food choices on the go used to mean a veggie sub with no mayonnaise, or removing the meat from a burger and eating the bun and the lettuce. My, how things have changed, thanks to Taco Mayo. Taco Mayo's Little Big Bowls make good choices easy with a list of fresh ingredients as long as your well-toned arm. Fresh tomatoes, fresh onions, fresh lettuce, fresh seasoned chicken, fresh rice, fresh made pico de gallo, fresh salsa, fresh made guacamole from hand-sliced avocados, fresh cilantro. That's why we call it Fresh Mex. Try the Mexicali Little Big Bowl combo with a Diet Coke for just 447 calories. Or the Cilantro Lime Little Big Bowl combo at our Fresh Mex locations. Just 335 calories with any diet beverage or fresh fruit iced tea. Or maybe the Insalata Little Big Bowl combo with hand-sliced romaine lettuce. Just 271 calories with a diet drink. And all three Little Big Bowl combos are about $6 each. Great food choices on the go made easy. That's the Little Big Bowl combos at Taco Mayo. Little on calories, big on satisfaction.
Visit Taco Mayo in Bartlesville on Frank Phillips Boulevard, across from the hospital.
Welcome back to Garfield from Washington Park Mall. Kevin Farbach, Bartlesville head football coach John McKee. Also, Bruins senior safety and wide receiver Matt Simpson with you. A few more minutes left in the program. And, of course, now we'll preview Bartlesville taking on Bixby tomorrow night in Bixby. Second straight year, the Bruins have traveled to the south and east of Tulsa to take on the Spartans. And, of course, they're back-to-back 6A2 state champions. Bixby 4-3 this season. That seems probably not as good as what you would expect their record to be, but Bixby played a very tough non-district play. Lost to Jinx by 4, really gave the Trojans all they could handle, then lost to a 7A team from Arkansas, Bentonville, Arkansas, in the non-district. Their other loss was a 45-42 barn burner against Muskogee. And speaking of Muskogee, before we get into Bixby, I'm assuming that you saw the Sand Springs Muskogee ending from last week, and Coach McKee has a look on his face that I don't know what that means. But that was quite the ending of a football game.
I'll just say one word about that.
Okay.
Karma.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. That's true. I know that we were upset about the Angels and the Snow Angels in the backfield for Muskogee, but that was one of the wildest plays I have ever seen in our district here in Oklahoma. And that was an ESPN number one play, I think, on Friday morning. I think it was on national TV.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, Muskogee, obviously a very talented football team. And Sand Springs, you know, just like, you know, they take on the attitude of their head coach, very gritty, very tough, hard nose. They're going to fight you till the end. And that's the way Dustin is, and Coach Kennard I'm talking about. And, you know, they just hung around, and then – you know, gave themselves a chance to win the game.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, look it up. Sand Springs beat Muskogee on a 2-point conversion at the very end of that ball game last week and knocked off the Ruffers in a little bit of a surprise in the east side of 6A2. Anyway, now back to the Spartans now. They're coached by Lauren Montgomery in his seventh year, 31-24 overall. I mentioned back-to-back state champions. Beat you guys last year 67-21 in the 6A2 state semifinals. We talked about the Bruins beating the Spartans on their home turf last year. Offense for Bixby, very good. Led by Tanner Griffin once again. He's back as a third-year starter, and they're averaging a pretty staggering 51.1 points per game this year.
Very potent offensively. I think their two tackles may be the largest human beings I've ever seen. but you know, they're very good, obviously. You mentioned that their record's 4-3. They lost to a very good Jinx team, a very good Bentonville team, played a very good Muskogee team that beat them. They're very talented offensively. Defensively, they're led by Evers at the nose guard and the linebacker 31. But those two guys are kind of what makes them go defensively. But Evers is just a beast in the middle. We're going to have our hands full trying to, you know, get as many bodies on him as we can, because he really clogs up the middle and makes it tough on your run game.
So, Kobe Tillman, the linebacker that Coach McKee is talking about. Evers is an Oklahoma State commit at nose guard. Tanner Griffin, also an Oklahoma State commit for baseball, so he's a Division I athlete as well. Few numbers on Mr. Griffin, who's one of the best passers in the state. 154 for 231. He's already got in excess of 1,800 yards through the air, 26 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. So he's putting up Colton Penrod-like numbers for his senior season.
Absolutely. You know, again, tremendous young man. Has been a 3-year starter for him, as you mentioned. I think he's thrown for, you know, over 3,000 yards as a sophomore and as a junior, and I'm sure he's well on his way to do that as a senior. But very methodical, very, very efficient quarterback. Doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes. Does a great job of running their offense and what they do. And he's got, you know, he doesn't have a Nick Roller in the backfield this year, but he does have a Roller. Yeah. And the youngest Roller, I think, is a freshman, plays splits time in the backfield for him. So there's kind of a two-headed monster at running back this year instead of the one bowling ball. But very good offensively, and they're a very talented team. So, like I told the kids today, again, the game we're not supposed to win, but it's an opportunity for us to go show what we're capable of doing when we're firing on all cylinders, when we're executing and not turning the ball over.
Somewhat of a similar position that you guys were in last year. I think people would probably see it as more of a shock this season if you guys went into Bixby and knocked him off, but still backs against the wall, not necessarily anything to lose. And we've talked about the position that you guys are in for the playoffs. Not much has necessarily changed there. You don't need to go in and beat Bixby on the road to move on to the postseason, but would certainly be nice and would take you in a few steps that direction if you could do it. And you're kind of playing with house money again. I know I say that a lot in this program, but that's what it feels like.
I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's a game if we go and, you know, again, kind of like you mentioned the Sand Springs game. If we can go in and give ourselves a chance to win the game late in the game, then by all means, let's do that. But if we do come away with a victory, then it puts us obviously in the, you know, not only in a spot for a playoff spot, but then you can turn around and look at that and say, well, we have a chance now to go win a district title.
Yeah, he talked about the running backs. Braden Roller, excuse me, is the freshman younger brother of Nick Roller. Tucker Pauley is their main running back. He was the backup to Nick Roller last year. We saw a lot of Tucker Pauley because Nick was a little bit banged up when we played in Bixby last year. Pauley rushed for more than 1,000 yards already, 14 touchdowns. He's averaging 7.2 yards per carry, and Braden Roller is averaging 6.2 yards per carry. He's got more than 400 yards on the ground, too, and I'm sure that's a byproduct of some of those big fellas up front you were talking about as well.
No doubt. And anytime you can do that as an offense, it opens everything else up in the passing game for, you know, Mr. Griffin. And so it's going to be a tough challenge for us, no doubt.
Some wide receivers for them you'll probably hear tomorrow night. Nick Swanson, he's got 41% of all their catches this year. He's their main target through the air for Tanner Griffin.
Well, that's true, but you know, Nick is a senior for them. They've also have a freshman that I believe last week was his breakout kind of game.
Yeah, Presley is his name.
Presley, yeah. So very talented young man. I mean, he's a guy that we are definitely going to have to contend with, both of those guys. And but he's a guy that adds another threat to, you know, opposite of the Swanson kid.
Yeah, that freshman that Coach McKee is talking about is Brennan Presley, who was not even on their varsity roster that the school sent me, so he's kind of a breakout guy. No, he had a kickoff return for a touchdown, I believe, for them recently as well.
Yeah, in his first varsity game, the first two time he touched the ball, he scored touchdowns, so that's pretty good.
Defensively for Bixby, they run a 3-4. We talked about Brendan Evers. He's their nose guard, verbal to Oklahoma State. Ryan Matthews, Drake Allen, Colton Tafoya, some talented guys that are all back starters last year in that secondary. The defense, and this may be a little bit of a byproduct of the the offense that they run. They're giving up 28.2 points per game, but once again, they've played some barn burners, lost that Muskogee game 45-42, so they do give up four touchdowns a game, but of course, they're scoring 51. So
yeah, I mean, that's so you got a chance if you're scoring more than you're giving up. But yeah. I mean, they played some good teams too, so you know, like I said, it's an opportunity for us to go play a very, very good football team and again, kind of improve on what we did last week and not go out and have all the mistakes and the turnovers and kind of lay an egg like we did against the Muskogee and Acacia Hall and some of those teams.
And the thing that I keep going back to for that Muskogee game is the first quarter and a half or quarter and in three quarters of a quarter against the Ruffers, where, quite frankly, you guys didn't play particularly awesome, but were very much in that game until the wheels completely fell off with just multiple turnovers on successive drives.
Well, it's 14-7 up until the point where we're driving to tie the game, and we throw the interception on
the
goal line.
And that was 4 minutes left in the third and the second.
And then kind of the wheels kind of fell off there. So hopefully we can prevent that from happening tomorrow night.
Bartlesville at Bixby. Once again, the Spartans back-to-back defending 6A2 state champions. 7 o'clock kickoff to the south of Tulsa. 6:30 pregame. We'll have that game for you right here on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. Coach McKee, appreciate the time. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
For Matt Simpson and John McKee, I'm Evan Farbach. Thank you to Trey Stump, doing a great job back in the studio as always. We'll get you back to regularly scheduled programming. That's the John McKee Show on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. Also, a special thanks to Taco Mayo and OK Federal Credit Union for bringing you the John McKee Show each and every Wednesday evening from Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall.
Do you know your Medicare rights and responsibilities? Call Phoenix Insurance and find out. 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227CQ Bartlesville.
And Trump has lost a lot of ground with men and white voters overall. So a bad survey for him.
Pollster Tim Malloy says Clinton now has a 7-point